This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. I direct your attention now to Section 306 of the American Taxpayer Relief Act of 2012, also known as the fiscal cliff fix that Congress just passed. Section 306 is an extension of a generous tax credit for repairing old railroad tracks, including something called short line railroads. What exactly are short line railroads? Well, I'm glad you asked. Blake Farmer has the answer from WPLN in Nashville, Tennessee.
Think of short lines as the minor leagues of locomotion, or the on and off ramps to the rail system. The Tennessee Southern Railroad is pretty typical. It's about 100 miles long, picking up shipments of timber, chemicals, and aluminum in some pretty tucked away places, like the Etheridge community.
Being in Amish country, we have to be a little wary of horse and buggies, you know.
Engineer Craig Reisner slows down as he approaches a country road that has no crossing gates. There's really no need. On an average weekday, only 24 rail cars ride this line. The speed limit is just 20 miles an hour because the tracks are decades old and in disrepair. Most of the short lines were sold to mom-and-pop operators in the 1980s because the big rail companies weren't making money on them. In some instances, the tracks have been worth more dead than alive, just in the scrap metal value of the iron rails.
Their lines being abandoned, you know, more times than we care to say.
Matt Prince manages Tennessee Southern. He says his railway is beginning to bounce back from the recession, but he says competing with the nimble trucking industry has been tough.
It's definitely been a struggle.
Still, there are customers that depend on short lines. A giant Volvo front loader emerges from a gray cloud after dumping calcium silicate in a hopper car. The powdery byproduct is left over from an old phosphate plant in Murray County, Tennessee. Betty Runyon says it's being used as fertilizer for sugarcane.
We'll ship it down to Florida, and they, like the big stuff right yonder, and they pelletize that.
This company employs a dozen workers, including Runyon and several of her family members, in an area where jobs are in short supply. The short line is key to business.
Without it, I don't think we could do what we do here, and it really is our lifeline.
People in smaller rural counties that have been able to keep a job or a family member to keep a job is pretty darn important to them.
Ed Harlan does business development for the Tennessee Department of Agriculture. He says short lines connect rural areas to commerce, but they are underappreciated and underutilized. So he's out meeting with farmers, trying to drum up new customers.
The efforts to keep the short line rail are not nostalgic efforts. They are based on solid business and transportation issues.
Trains can be a more fuel-efficient way to move goods, though they do require more planning and often more time. Even as a mode of transportation associated with bygone days, 2006 was the industry's best year. That's according to the American Short Line and Regional Railroad Association. President Rich Simmons says there are pockets where railroad companies are again making money hand over fist near natural gas fields.
If you happen to be a short line that's in and around and operating near one of these shale formations, the money that you are making is unprecedented.
But most other short lines have been chugging along since the recession, trying to piecemeal enough work to keep moving down the tracks. In Nashville, I'm Blake Farmer for Marketplace.